You are tuned into another episode of the Eye on Digital Marketing podcast presented by More Visibility, leaders in search, design, and interactive marketing. Recorded at our headquarters in Boca Raton, Florida, this is Digital Marketing Talk for your business. Now here is your host, Chuck Forbes.
This is Eye on Digital Marketing. I'm your host, Chuck Forbes, and today I am joined by our senior web analyst, Tony Villanova. Tony, great to have you. How are you?
Great, Chuck. Great. Thanks for having me again on the podcast.
Yeah, second time. The first time you were here, we spoke about Data Studio, and no surprise, right after that podcast got released, we saw an influx of clients using Data Studio. Tony, must have been all that knowledge you gave them.
Yeah, the analytics were definitely up on that podcast for sure.
So remind some of our users who may not have heard that first podcast, and if you haven't, you should go back and listen to it. Tony, what on a day-to-day basis do you do here at More Visibility?
So on a day-to-day basis, I'm actually analyzing some of our clients' web accounts, their web analytics accounts, looking at the data, being able to form stories around that data to look at insights and actions they can be taking to help improve not only their tracking abilities, but also even traffic or some of their marketing efforts or areas that they could help increase or improve within their website for their user experience.
And with that, we're really talking about using Google Analytics, and all of our clients that we have, and if you do digital marketing, you use some type of tracking. Most of our clients, I think, use Google Analytics. Others have Adobe and this and that, but we are Google Analytics certified. We specialize in that, and I always like to say, you know, running a digital campaign without having the proper analytics in place is like going to a football game and there's no scoreboard. It's like, who won? Right. And everyone gives their opinion and you have to try and, you know, come up with an answer. That's not the way you want to run your campaigns. You want to have your tracking in place. So
exactly.
With that said, a lot of companies do a lot of great things with Google Analytics and use that data to make informed decisions. But there's also the flip side, right, Tony? What you're here to talk about today is the five biggest mistakes that we see brands out there make when using Google Analytics. So, Tony, let's dive right into it and start off with number one. What's the first biggest mistake you see people doing?
So the first mistake I would say, or one of the things that we always see, is that once you have analytics up and it's tracking all the users that are coming to your site and you're getting this data, you don't know what's going on. So the number one mistake that I see is not looking at your data frequently, not logging into analytics, and kind of really crunching down and looking through those numbers. I mean, I know that things happen day to day that you may not be at the top of your list to go into your analytics account and check out your data, mm-hmm. but it should be. You know, making sure that you're looking at your data frequently is not only a best practice, but could also save your company from a big disaster down the road, which in turn, understanding what that could be could save you money on your campaigns, could save traffic from going down. You could spot a dip in traffic coming to your site and realize that, oh, a form that people were filling out is not working anymore, and being able to get your IT team on it stat.
Yeah, what you just said is, first of all, is great, and at its core is simple. Hey, check your analytics, you know, on a daily or very frequent basis.
Yeah.
But like you said, you can uncover so much. I mean, I was just working with a client 2 weeks ago. On the surface level, all of our AdWords campaigns looked fine. Then when we dig deeper in analytics where we track conversions, we noticed everything wasn't fine. Right. And if we didn't go in there and look at analytics, we would have ran that entire month and nobody would have said anything.
Yep. Yep.
And that is, you know, one of the things that you're talking about. So make sure you go in there and check your data frequently. You'll be very surprised what you uncover, whether it be on the paid side, organic side, or maybe any other goals that you're tracking. Right. Tony, what's the second thing you see people do that is a no-no for analytics?
So another thing actually that you kind of brought up too, that will kind of be a good segue into this, is not having enough data to make an informed decision. Now, if you have campaigns that you just put up and they're running, and maybe you didn't have a good feeling for some reason about these campaigns in the beginning, let them run. Give them some time to collect data so that you can see the big picture. Rather than just saying, oh, we only got so many clicks today, as soon as we launched the campaign, it's not doing too well, so let's cancel it.
Yeah.
You need to wait and actually see how that's going to perform. We experienced this with A/B testing and looking at design. You know, you need to have that data in there to actually be able to make an informed decision. So I would say that's the second one, not just jumping off the gun and making an actual educated decision before having enough data in there.
Yeah, especially when you're testing. I think a lot of companies are very eager to see what the results are of the test and very eager to take the next step. But, I mean, first of all, depending on how much traffic you receive on a daily basis, that could severely affect the timeline that you want to have, definitely, you know, a test run for, right? I mean, if you get a million visitors a day to your site, well, then maybe you only have to run for a couple of days. But right, if you have low traffic, you need to get a good sample size.
It could be a month, 2 months until right, you really understand it.
And then, too, I believe in the Google Optimize feature where you can run an A-B test, it actually, there is no timeline. It's not going to give you a full answer until it feels like it has enough data.
Correct.
It doesn't matter how much traffic you're getting. If that traffic is split 50-50 and it's too even and they can't choose one side or the other, they're going to let it run. It could be 1 month, 2 months. It could be 6 months. So I think the overall point is know how much traffic you're getting, right? And then know when you have enough data to make that informed decision. Don't jump the gun because you're already testing, which means you already have some level of patience. Make sure that you have all the answers you need.
Exactly.
Tony, give me number three.
So number three would be not looking at the right reports or the right metrics. You really want to be able to tell your company's story or tell the story to your company about the data that you're collecting. So if you're looking for issues with goals or trying to understand where your traffic's actually come from, you're not going to go to a landing page report to see where that's, what that's happening. You're going to want to go to your demographic reports to see what areas they're coming from, or you're going to obviously want to go to your conversion section and be able to see the goal report to drill down to understand these goals. You can also add different metrics or dimensions into there to kind of chop down and get really granular.
Yeah.
So being able to create these reports and either have them within your Google Data Studio, or you could even save the customized reports within your analytics account, have them there. So being able to pop in on a daily basis, like we had mentioned in the beginning, look at those reports, looking exactly what you're needed to tell your company and be able to have that information on hand. It'll help you save time and will also get down to the answers that you're looking for rather than searching and not knowing where you're going and getting lost, because analytics can get overwhelming if you're in there and you're just searching around for things.
Yeah, there's a lot of information in there. So you definitely want to be efficient. You know, why are you wasting your time? So make sure you have the right reports lined up to tell the right story.
Keeping in mind on that, just want to say, what are you wanting to find? What are your KPIs, your goals? That'll always help you. If you remember that, that it usually will help you find what you're looking for.
Love it. Give me four.
Number four, not applying the human touch. This could be annotating big wins, changes, or even losses. More times than not, I don't see annotations being applied or even used within analytics accounts. So whether this is big wins, it could be successful marketing campaigns that spike traffic and goal completions, or maybe you made changes to your website, such as a redesign, or possibly issues happen. Your forms weren't working. The website was down because of a server or hosting complications. Annotating these things within analytics is definitely going to help you not only save time, but it's also going to help other colleagues of yours that go into your analytics. When we're looking at year over year and we see a flat line, a lot of times than not, nobody knows. Mm-hmm. And then everybody's trying to scramble to figure out, okay, what happened a year ago, you know, during March? Oh, well, we stopped all of our campaigns because we were moving the company. We were changing offices or something.
Right.
Could have been a quick annotation in there that you would have known. We see spikes. Oh, what was this happening? Why do we see a spike in traffic and sales here? Oh, well, that was our Black Friday sale.
Yeah.
Where, you know, something obvious, that obvious we might know, but a lot of times than not, it's a customized thing that's happening or something unique to that company or business, and we don't know because there's no human touch or little effort in there.
And listen, I can speak to this from working on the client side. Don't fool yourself and think that a year from now, you're really going to remember what happened last Tuesday.
Exactly.
As digital marketers, agency and client, both sides of the fence here have so much going on, so much data to look at, so many optimizations being made. You're not going to remember. No. It's very important to make those notes in analytics. And Tony, I would imagine you would want to be, it's better to have more detailed notes, as many annotations as possible, than just every now and then one big annotation, right?
Definitely. I mean, there's even adding somebody, oh, today we added Jan to the account, because they might have a different email address. You're not sure who that is, and then you can see your annotations right there by a click of a button.
Can you go back and add notes from like a previous year? Like,
Yeah, definitely. No,
so,
for sure.
Yeah, that may be a good tip too. You know, if you're out there listening and you don't have any annotations in your analytics, but yet you may have maybe you saved a document in your computer with, you know, changes you've made.
Yep.
Go back and label them, because the other point you made, which is great, is you're not the only one that's going to be in your analytics account. You may hire someone new for your organization. You may transfer roles. How is that person coming on board, or maybe that's even you who came on board? Mm-hmm. How are they going to know what happened last year, the year before? They're going to be making possibly a hypothesis that is inaccurate just because you missed an annotation.
Exactly. And sometimes some people like to over notate what's going on, what they're doing, depending on the role in your company.
That's me.
And you don't, and it very well could be. And some people might be embarrassed, like, oh, well, you can't remember what happened last Tuesday.
Right.
There's a lot of things going on. So not all of your annotations have to be viewed upon by everybody that goes in that account. Mm-hmm. If you have your own separate login, you can make those annotations just for you to see.
Yeah.
Now, bigger ones that could be marketing things that you're showing the rest of the company, you can make them publicly viewable to anybody who has access to the account. But just something else to keep in mind. But definitely apply that human touch and annotate whenever you can.
If it impacts your campaign, it's probably worth noting in analytics.
Definitely.
Last but not least, Tony, give me number 5.
Last but not least is not taking action. So you're going to be looking at your data frequently. That might have been something that you want to start doing. You know, collect that data to make your informed decision. Create those reports and look at the right reports. Apply those annotations. These are all good things that we're telling you here, but if you don't take the action of having all these insights information, then you're not going to be able to do anything with them. You know, everybody's got good ideas, but it's time to put pen to paper and actually take action so you can, you know, deploy new tracking methods, correct tracking issues that you have. These are the keys to success to help further optimize your marketing efforts, save time on your day-to-day basis. Just get in there, take action, apply these things, get them done. They might seem tasking at first, but once it's set up and it's collecting, collecting. Then all you have to do is sit back, take the data, collect it, and make those informed decisions. And it's going to help your company more than you would think.
Totally agree. Do the heavy lifting in the beginning and then sit back and really focus on analyzing. Yeah, absolutely. So let's recap again here for the listeners. Top 5 mistakes that we see when using Google Analytics. 1, not looking at your data frequently enough. You may miss something, and then you go back a month later and realize, oh my, I've spent 30 to 45 days and I could have corrected this a long time ago.
Right.
Not enough data to make an informed decision because you want to jump the gun on a test, or you have just too small of a sample size. So watch your traffic and watch the time frame that you've been collecting data for. Number 3, not looking at the right reports. You go on analytics, it could be very overwhelming. There's a lot of reports you can pull, a lot of custom things you can do. Like you said, Tony, make sure you understand what your goal and your KPI is and match up your reporting to that to tell the right story. Not applying that human touch, again, very important. If you're not annotating and note-taking for what's going on in your campaigns and analytics, then you are doing a disservice to yourself in the future, and anyone else that comes on your account, they may be completely lost and you forgot what happened. Yep. And then last, certainly not least, take action. Google Analytics is your data hub for all your marketing. You may get in there and you may look at the same thing every day, but it does so much more than that. It tells stories. It's really the lifeblood of every digital marketing campaign. So like you said, you know, put pen to paper, put the wheels to the pavement. If you have enough data to make an informed decision to change your campaigns for the better based on analytics, use it.
Yeah, make that action. Take that change and put into action for you to have it work for you. All these new tracking methods that are out nowadays, especially through Google Tag Manager, you can track and record anything within your website.
Yeah.
So take that action and just keep running with it.
Perfect. Tony, before we say goodbye to everybody, was there any other last tips or notes that you wanted to give the listeners when it comes to some mistakes that you've possibly seen people doing in analytics?
Just keep checking back here for our podcast, as well as looking at our analytics blog for updates on everything from Google Analytics to Google Tag Manager, Data Studio, and anything else that's going to be up and coming.
Thanks for stopping by today, Tony. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Chuck. Have a good day.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Eye on Digital Marketing podcast presented by More Visibility. If you want to stay on top of all the latest podcasts, visit our website, morevisibility.com/resources/podcasts, and browse the site for the latest digital marketing blogs, videos, newsletters, and much more.